Chapter 6. My brother was a student in London, and he heard nothing about the Martians until the Saturday morning. The first news was that a cylinder had fallen, but my brother was not worried about me because it was 2 miles from my house. On Saturday night, when I was trying to return the horse and cart to the landlord in the storm, my brother went to the theatre. On Sunday morning, he thought about coming to Woking to see the Martians before they were killed, but when he got to the train station, he was informed that the trains were suspended. He went to church and purchased a morning newspaper. There, he read that there was fighting in Weybridge. By the afternoon, there were signs of fear in London. My brother heard a man say he had seen a lifeless body in the river. Then he heard someone shout, "Weybridge destroyed! London in danger!" He started to realize the full horror of the Martians. They were not a few slow-moving, stupid creatures, but giant machines controlled by intelligent beings that could move fast and kill instantly. He bought another paper and read, "The Martians can be defeated. They have returned to their cylinders, and soldiers are bringing heavy guns from all over England. If any more cylinders land, they will be destroyed immediately, so there is no need to panic. There are no more than 20 Martians, and there are millions of us. The situation is under control, and there is no immediate danger to Londoners." My brother began to feel afraid. Near Trafalgar Square, he saw a family who had all their belongings on a small cart. Their clothes were burnt and dirty, and their faces were white. More people like this appeared, and soon there were crowds. My brother stopped a man and asked him what had happened in Woking.
"Destroyed," replied the man. "Everything was destroyed last night."
Around 8 o'clock in the evening, my brother heard gunshots. He was now very worried about me, but he could do nothing. So he went home to study, and he went to sleep late. Early Monday morning, my brother was woken up by knocking on the street doors. He heard running feet and gunshots. Red lights danced on his ceiling, and he couldn't be sure what was real. He jumped out of bed and ran to the window. He saw a soldier running from house to house, shouting, "The Martians are coming!" In the street below, there were carts, horses, and people running, trying to escape before the Martians arrived. My brother stood watching until he heard another voice shout, "Black smoke!" Then he got dressed and ran into the street. There was panic all around him.
"Wimbledon is destroyed! The guns cannot kill them! Run!"
The whole city was running from the horror, and my brother joined the crowds in the street. On Sunday evening, while my brother was in Trafalgar Square, the Martians had started their attack again. The curate and I watched 3 of them attack in a line, one behind the other. They communicated with mechanical shouts. An explosion hit the first of the giants. The other 2 immediately turned their heat rays on the soldiers and waited while a small creature came out of a monster machine and repaired the fallen giant. More Martians joined the first 3 and they moved forwards, carrying long black tubes between them. We saw them across the fields as it was getting dark.
"Run!"
the curate shouted, but I knew we could not escape.
"Follow me,"
I said, and I crawled through the wet grass under some bushes to hide. We watched the Martians in silence. They formed a huge circle, 12 miles across, and they seemed to be the only creatures in the night. But hidden in the trees, behind the hills and rocks, soldiers with guns were waiting. Did they realize that the humans were working together? Did they know we were organized? That we could defeat them? These were the questions I was asking myself, but I also thought about London. Were the people there ready for the fight? We waited in the dark for a long time, and then we heard a gunshot, followed by another and another. The Martian that was nearest to us raised the tube he was holding. He pointed it like a gun and fired. The noise it made was louder than any I had ever heard, and it made the ground move under us. I forgot about my safety and my burnt hands, and I climbed out onto the road to see. Then I heard another crash, and something flew over my head. There was no smoke or fire, and no sound when it landed. Silence returned. The curate climbed up next to me. "What's happened?" he asked. "I have no idea," I replied. The Martian swiftly moved away from us, and we started to climb a hill. We could hear the Martians calling to each other and the sound of their weapons, but the soldiers' guns remained silent. From the top of the hill, we saw that smaller hills had appeared in the fields all around us, and a new horror became evident. When the Martians fired their tube guns, they released a container of gas that killed all who inhaled it. The gas was heavy and fell to the ground, causing a hill to appear. All around these small hills, soldiers lay dead. The monster machines moved towards London, not stopping all night. They fired containers of gas and used their heat rays against the soldiers. By midnight, the whole Thames Valley was black smoke, and the fourth cylinder had landed. Nobody wanted to fight against the monster machines now. The weapons they used had been seen, and the killer gas had been smelt. By Monday morning, the Martians were arriving in the streets of London.